I wonder if you have heard or read this poem. I'm only going to read the first verse to you. I heard a voice that cried, Balder the Beautiful is dead, is dead. And through the misty air passed like the mournful cry of sunward sailing cranes. That is a poem by Henry Longfellow. And it's telling the story of Balder. Now, I don't know how to pronounce Old Norse names. And that story is an Old Norse legend or myth. It was from the culture of the Vikings, from Scandinavia, 1,000 and probably more years ago. Balder the Beautiful is dead, is dead. And I'm going to tell you that story. And you will see that it involves the mistletoe. And you know, of course, that the mistletoe is a traditional Christmas decoration. But I have seen it in one or two chapels in the past. And you know that the mistletoe is a symbol of love. So what is the story of Balder? And how, during the course of that story, does mistletoe play such an important and significant role that it eventually became, even today, 1,000 years later or more, a symbol of love? Even so that people would come and kiss underneath it. Well, Balder was one of the gods, one of the Old Norse gods that Vikings and other Scandinavian people believed in. And he was the gentlest and most beautiful of all the gods. Now, if you're full of Christ, you're already beginning to think, aha, a God who is beautiful and gentle beyond others. Sounds a bit like Jesus, doesn't it? Well, this is only a myth, but Balder was the gentlest and most beautiful of all the gods in that Scandinavian pantheon. And nothing unclean could come into his pure and blessed palace because of his own purity. Men loved Balder because he also taught them how to use herbs in healing. Again, familiarity, I think, begins to creep into our minds. A gentle, beautiful and pure God living in a blessed place that had healing in his hands. Well, Balder had a twin brother called Hoder. And Hoder was blind. Now you might say, that's a strange thing to say about a god. Well, remember, these are just ancient stories. So Balder's twin brother was Hoder and was blind. But Hoder was also gentle and kind, like his brother. And they loved one another. Well, life went on, and the time came when Balder began to have troubled dreams and to look sad. And the reason for his troubled dreams and his sadness was that he sensed that danger seemed to be coming near, and not only danger, but death itself. Here we have again then a god and death uniting. 'Tis mystery all, the immortal dies, we sometimes sing. It's not what you would have expected of a divine being. But he sensed that death was coming. And his mother, of course, loved him, as mothers tend to do with their children. His mother's name was Frigga. And so she said, I'm going to save Balder from this death that is threatening him. I will bind everything with an oath, never to harm or to hurt Balder. Everything that grows out of the earth, like a Christmas tree, like flowers that can be poisonous, some of them, anything that grows out of the earth, the oath forbade it to harm him. Everything that lived on the earth, wolves, bears, snakes, anything else that lived on the earth, was forbidden to harm Balder. And everything in the air, the birds, think of eagles, vultures, bats, anything in the air, and anything in the sea, great fish, whales, everything was forbidden that she could think of. And so it was thought, Balder, this beautiful, pure, kind, healing god, is free and safe. And so the other gods, being playful like gods were in pagan myths, they started to discover that nothing could harm him. So they had a lovely game. They started throwing axes at him and spears and attacking him with hammers. And it was all quite innocuous to him. Even poison, nothing could touch him because of the oath upon everything that grew out of the earth. Everything that lived on the earth, everything that flew in the air or swam in the sea. But of course, you've already worked out who could not join in. Hoder, because he was blind and he couldn't see, so he couldn't take things and throw them at Balder. And he was sad. He wanted to join in this game, this harmless fun. But Frigga, Balder's mother, had forgotten one thing, hadn't she? She had forgotten the mistletoe. The mistletoe grows on apple trees. Poplar, hawthorn, lime, maple, sometimes on oak and pear trees. It doesn't grow out of the earth, so it wasn't covered by the oath. It doesn't fly freely in the air. It doesn't live on the earth. And she forgot the mistletoe. Now, there was an evil god called Loki who hated Balder. Now, have you ever heard of Satan? Satan's not a god, but he is a supernatural being who hates our Saviour Jesus. And Loki, that evil god, hated Balder, and his evil mind began to plot. And he realized that the mistletoe was the only thing that could possibly harm Balder. And being a god, he had magic in his power. So he took a little sprig. If you've ever held it, it's quite soft and bendy. That's why he had to have magic, to make it hard and sharp. And he made a dart from the mistletoe. And he came along to blind Hoder, and he said, I will guide your hands and I will enable you to take part in the game. And Hoder, of course, was deceived. Balder was killed in the following way, that Loki put that magically sharpened dart in Hoder's hand, guided his hand, threw the dart at Balder. It went into his heart and it killed him. And the mistletoe realized that it was the instrument in the death of a pure, kind, healing and well-loved God. And the mistletoe said, I will never again harm or hurt anyone. And that is why, as far as I know, that is why mistletoe became a symbol of love and why people kiss under it at Christmas time. It means love. And so what have you got in this old pagan story which we remember with our decorations at Christmas time? You've got a God who dies, and we have Jesus, the Son of God, who came to do that very same thing for you and for me. We have a God there in Balder who was killed by his own brother by an evil plot. And are you aware that the scripture says he came unto his own and his own received him not? What did the religious people do? They contrived a plot. They manipulated Pontius Pilate. And they had our Saviour, pure, holy, loved, healing. They had him killed. Not by mistletoe, but by another wood as he hung on the cross. And that cross, like the mistletoe, only in a much deeper and more important and eternal way, that wood on which Jesus died, the cross, has become a symbol of God's love. And that is why that poem that I read to you the first verse of first says, I heard a voice that cried, Balder the Beautiful is dead. And I don't know if you've read the story of C.S. Lewis, his book, Surprised by Joy, how he came from being an atheist, not believing in God, to believing in God. And one of the things that tugged at his heart was the story of Balder, the God who died. And of course, C.S. Lewis lived to become one of the writers that has blessed so many people. A pure and kind God, the Son of God in our case, the second person of the Trinity, who came to this earth, and that's what we're looking forward to in this Advent, who came, and a devilish plot to cause his death, and his brothers, Hoda, his brother, who killed him. But in Jesus' case, it wasn't only the Jewish people, was it? Why did he hang on the cross? Because he wanted to save you and me. And he knew that the wages of sin is death. And he knew that I, as a sinner, must die that death. And he said, willingly, I will die in David's place, in everyone else's place. I will die for them. And so, in a sense, it was we who caused his death. And so it becomes a symbol of God's love. So when you look at your Christmas decorations, if you have mistletoe or you see it somewhere else, remember the God who died. And remember the Son of God who died for you. One Sunday when I was preaching, my daughter was in the congregation, and I was preaching at the Baptist Chapel in Sly, which began life as a Welsh Presbyterian chapel, and the English Baptists bought it. And over the pulpit, it says, Deo Cariadio, God is love. And there's so many times I've preached underneath that text from 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, that was read to us, those three words, God is love. And that is what Christmas is all about. He came to bring us forgiveness and eternal life. Amen. Now we'll sing our closing hymn. Come, let us sing of a wonderful love, tender and true.